What's up, y'all? This your host, JB Stay Fit, on another episode of Morning Training. Now, I've been gone for a minute. I'm not going to lie. I was inconsistent. You know, I'm back. I know I didn't say it. I'm back on about six podcasts. I'm sorry. Now, I'm trying to get back into it. I don't lack the motivation. Just was lacking the time. You know, so I started this podcast in 2018. You know, that's about 6 years ago. And I was, you know, not as busy as I am now. Didn't have a gym. I was jumping around gyms training. Walnut Creek, Fairfield, where I live, had not that many clients, had about three, four clients maybe at the most, was training all day at, you know, a gym called Lynch Fitness in Walnut Creek. On Mondays, I'll run like four or five classes, I believe, and I had a gap in my schedule, and I picked up a lot of books, like I like to read, but mainly motivational books, something that can help me grow. And so I picked up a book called Crush It by Gary Vee. And if you haven't picked that up and you're an entrepreneur or somebody that just want to grow their business or brand, check that out. And he just talked about growing your business and being on all platforms. So he talked about a podcast called Anchor. You know, I've never been a great public speaker, but I was like, man, all in, I'm going to try it. So I jumped on Anchor, started producing some podcasts or putting out some podcasts, I'd say. And we here, you know. So I got a lot of old podcasts that you can check out. Check out who I am. And I give a little bit about myself right now. You know, my name is Jamal Brown. I go by JB Stay Fit, which I wish I never went by this, but you know, it is what it is. That's my Instagram handle, and that's what people call me now, mostly JB. So I come from Berkeley, California. You know, I grew up rough, and I think people don't understand that's where I get my motivation from and my hunger, and that's why I try to work so hard. Is I grew up rough, grew up in a drug family, grew up in a family of people drinking, using drugs, selling drugs, breaking in homes, going to jail, going to federal prison, going to regular prison. Like, that's how I grew up. And, you know, growing up, you know, I went to two or three schools a year, especially middle school. My mom was on drugs. My mom would be absent when I was, like, I say from the ages of 10 to 12, just absent in my home. So it kind of helped me become a man. Like, I would come home, and she wasn't there. And it usually happened around the first of the month when she would get her welfare check. And she'd be gone for 4 or 5 days at a time until the check run out. And then she back home. But that's what it was. And I remember I picked up a little side job. I talked about this on a prior podcast. I picked up a side job selling candy. They used to have a man that come by in a van, would give us a green bin tub, fill it up with all kind of candy. I don't know where he got it from, but we'll stand outside or go door to door, make our little change. And I would hide that in my sock drawer. Come home. It's gone because she didn't return home because she didn't have no money. I don't know how she knew to go in my drawer, but I have about $20, $25 in there just something so I could eat because I didn't have food like at times. It was to the point where sometimes I was sneaking in my friend's house. He'll bring me dinner to his closet. And that's one time I did that. He brought me food. His mom found out because she told him I can't come over to eat dinner. My mom need to feed me. And he brought in the room, brought me food, and she saw me in the closet and tried to call CPS, and I begged her to stop. But I grew up in a rough household, raised by my great-grandmother, and my mom did raise me on and off. I just met my dad last year. You know, I had a stepdad. You know, that was my mom's, you know, not even husband, just boyfriend. They was together about 15 years, but never married. But I looked at him as a stepdad. You know, he was in and out of prison, in and out of gangs in prison. And that's the kind of lifestyle, you know, I was used to, stuff I used to see. And I never think that it would be anything better or that I would be where I'm at today. So that's a little backstory. That's why I work so hard, because I'm scared to lose everything I have. And I never have stuff, you know, so that's why I am who I am. But let's talk about last year. You know, last year a lot happened. We got gym of the year. You know, we got gym of the year 2 years in a row. And it's just crazy. It's a surreal feeling because, you know, I started this and I started with a vision. You know, I used to envision this stuff, like what my gym would look like, what the color scheme would be, where the equipment would be at. And I used to come home around noon when I didn't have a lot of stuff going on, you know, do a mindful meditation. I would vision everything I have now, you know. And I didn't envision getting gym of the year, but I envisioned us having a gym, me and my wife, and it did good things, great things. But we got it, and I want to say I thank my community, because they're the ones that just support and always support. And I think I got the best gym and the best community. It's not just about the workout, it's about the people that you keep around you, you know. But in the midst of that, I had a lot of stress last year. You know, it's stressful when you work for yourself. you know, picked up drinking. You know, I never was a real throughout the week drinker. I drink on the weekend sometimes, but picked up drinking and it was going downhill from there, like starting to drink every night. And it getting to the point where I'm sneaking drinks. I'm hiding alcohol. I'm drinking tequila and pouring it back up with water. And I'm at the house to make it seem like I haven't been drinking that much. And I'm not ashamed of that because, you know, I just tell it how it is. That's what this podcast is for. It's more than training. You know, it's stress, whatever it may be. I was going through that. So eventually, you know, it was ruining everything I had worked for. And I got help. I actually didn't even get help. I'll tell you about, I'm one of them people that I can self-help myself, which is weird, but I found this app and I started getting on the app to like, just get in a, it's called Reframe, to get in the forms, you know, introduce myself in the app, like a real NA meeting, introduce myself. And I started with day one. Day one was hard because coming home from work, I wanted to have a drink. And, you know, I stuck with it. And then now it's 10 months. Haven't had a drink in 10 months. Don't want to drink. But you got to attack your the things you went through as a kid. Like, I never attacked my childhood or talked to anybody about my childhood, really. Not no therapist. So I went to therapy. And that's one of the greatest things you could do. You know, I went to therapy. And I found out I'm drinking to like, put a bandage on what I'm hurting. Like, what I feel. Like, I'm drinking to cover up. I'm drinking to not face reality. And I had to learn, if you don't face it, you don't deal with it, it's never going to get fixed. So if you haven't been to therapy and you've been through things, or you just feel like you need to have a clear headspace, go to therapy. You know, I found that's what I really needed. But despite that, the one thing that I really needed, that everybody needs, no matter what religion you are, is God. Like, you know, a lot of times we pray to God when we in the need of something, but when things are going great, we forget about them. And that's how it always been. You know, if I need some, oh God, this, God, that. But when I don't need some, I don't act like I don't know who he is. And so at this time, my lowest moment, you know, I had a preacher, one of my family friends, he was working out with me. And I always talked about, you know, getting baptized, but I didn't want to do it if I wasn't all in. I wanted to stop drinking and doing anything that wasn't right. And we always going to commit sin. But I felt like I wasn't ready. And this time around, that's all I had to look at. And he put me through steps. He baptized me, but he just made me work. And one thing I'm going to relate this, you know, baptism with is weight loss. Like, you could tell when somebody's serious if they just come in and put in work. Don't ask how much weight they're going to lose if they just come in and just work hard as they can. And then the goal will come. And that's how I was with the Bible. He gave me homework. I did it. I told him I was done. He asked me questions about the Bible. I explained it. And I say, what's next? I was hungry to learn. So I learned. I'm not saying I learned everything in the Bible, but I learned why I wanted to get baptized. Who's God? You know, and doing that, eventually, I think 6 months later, he asked me, was I ready? And I said, I'm ready. And he was like, I know you are. I believe you. You know, and that's what it is. It's just like weight loss. You keep stepping on that scale and you ain't doing the work. You ain't serious. The number's not going to show, you know. So, you know, that's one of the main things I did. The baptism was great. You know, I gave a pretty good speech, but I'm just happy I finally took that step. So that's a big goal for me in 2023, you know, getting that baptism. And then one thing I say, a big, you know, shout out to my wife. She started her fitness journey. You know, we all fall off. We all go through things people may not know about. And sometimes you don't have your motivation. But as a companion, I say a spouse, if you have somebody that in your life that you want to lose weight, just be encouraging. They don't have to start like you. Everybody don't start the same way. I had to learn that. It took years for me to learn that. We'd be in the gym arguing because I'm trying to push her like I push myself, and that's not going to work. So started our journey. She's 60 pounds down. She's killing it. She's running classes. She's doing everything. You know, she even challenging me. I'm working out next to her, and I'm looking at her, and she's going. I'm stopping. I got to act like I'm still going. So that's the next thing. But one of the main things we did this year, too, is on January 2nd, start that 75 Hard Challenge. If you don't know what it is, go type it on YouTube. I'm probably going to talk about it on my next podcast because we're on our second to last day. The challenge is amazing. Like, it's crazy. It's more so discipline than weight loss. No fast food, no junk, no alcohol, gallon of water a day, 10 pages a day in a book. And then you got to take progress picture. And then you gotta do two workouts. One gotta be outside. And I knew we were serious when we started it in the rain. We started this workout in the rain on January 2nd, it rained. And it tests you like, man, are we really gonna do this outside workout? Grab the equipment, let's go. We started it, and ever since then, I knew we wasn't stopping. So we finally made it. I tried this challenge by myself twice. It didn't work, you know, so we making it. I'm excited. I got results. I think she down 20 pounds from the challenge. I'm down about 12. But we're going to keep on going. But this is the first podcast back. And let me address something else. My bag, you know, I'm all over the place trying to stay in order. But I'm writing a book. I've been writing it for a while, about 6 years now. And I think it's time for me to put it out there. But I also want to start talking about each chapter, you know, as I do the podcast, you know, so I can end it with a chapter. And I want y'all to give me y'all feedback. So if you don't follow me at 4Fs Training. And you also can follow my personal page, JB Stay Fit. But man, thank y'all for listening. We back. 4Fs Training. More than training.